We continue our series Enrollment Exodus all week long on 89.1 and WGLT.org. Still to come on Sound Ideas, we'll hear from a legendary sports reporter. Another good enrollment year for Illinois State University. ISU had a 1.2% increase in enrollment. It's the largest freshman class in 33 years. Only Eastern Illinois University had a larger enrollment increase at more than 4%. But Southern, Western, and Northern Illinois universities were all down. We talk with Jana Albrecht, ISU's Associate Vice President for Enrollment Management, about why ISU has succeeded when others have not.
From a historical perspective, I don't know that you can necessarily pinpoint why one institution has a large year versus why another institution might not have the same year as others, because we all do some similar things. We all have open house days. You know, we all bring students to campus. We all send our marketing materials out. I think for us, you know, we've had success. I would say for the last 20 years, I mean the last 20 years that I've been here, we've pretty much been between, you know, 20,200 students and 21,000 students. And I don't know that, and I think each year is different, you know, so each year brings different challenges, and schools respond to those challenges a little bit differently. But for Illinois State University, it's this entire community. I mean, and it's really hard to put into words or to say that, you know, we think this is the one thing that happened this year. And I can go back and tell you that. You know, this year we definitely added a new customer relations management system that allowed students to apply to the university more easily. So we didn't drop students off in the whole application process, where before they were applying and sometimes it was too difficult and they would just say, okay, well I'm done with that. So, you know, our applications were up about 30% this year. And part of it, I think, was definitely that particular tool. You know, so it's not just about the applications coming in, right? You know, it's about
the whole process.
They have to be admitted. And certainly affordability is a big issue.
So where are you losing? You mentioned 30% increase in applications, and the new process to make it easier is as a way to do that. Where are you? What stages are you historically losing numbers?
So our yield rates have been pretty much the same as well, but we do lose them from application to admission. So obviously we don't admit every student that applies to the university. We lose students that are admitted, but they decide never to come to any events. So they don't come to a day to see what the university is more about. So we lose some in that pool.
Just isolating that. Is that category really losing? If they have never come to an event, are they really serious prospects, or is this an alternative choice for them that they wanted to have in their back pocket?
Yes, and that's an excellent question. We do have a number of students that apply to us, but like you said, maybe aren't really that interested in Illinois State University. So we do, you know, lose those particular students. We also, some students will come to campus, but our yield rates for the students that come to those programs is significantly higher than the yield, obviously, for students that don't come to campus programs, and then even higher for the ones that come to the programs that are specifically for them. So, for example, a student that wants to be in our honors program comes to our honors day, we usually, what we call, yield that group of students at about 80%. So 80% of the students that get admitted to the university want honors, come to that day. Usually 80% of those students will come to the institution. The other 20%, you know, you don't know. They may have visited somewhere else and found that institution more appealing, and it could be on a number of different factors because they're, you know, likely.
If they're an honors candidate, they're already getting significant scholarship aid because they're academic elites.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be marketable anywhere.
Right.
That 80% is not bad, then.
Yeah, it's really actually pretty good for those honor students. Presidential candidates are the same way. That group, we yield a little lower rate, but those are students with ACT scores between 30 and 36, and they still come to the institution about a 65% show rate if they attend those presidential scholars days.
Let's look at geography. ISU is on an Amtrak line. It's a mid-sized city as opposed to a really small town. It's on interstates. It Is geography destiny?
Yes. For sure, that's one of the things that we tout and we explain to students and families, that we are a destination that's in a great community. We have a great partnership with the community, and we have access to several different ways for the student and the family to get here and to get home, and they can do it fairly quickly. So the location to Chicago, location to St. Louis is very appealing to a significant portion of our population.
Just far enough away from the parents, but still on a major transportation line home if need be.
Absolutely.
There's also the question of an institutional historical advantage. Illinois is in the middle of a teacher shortage. ISU has traditionally been very strong in producing teachers. Mm-hmm. Is that keeping your numbers up?
That does keep our numbers up. This will be the third year that our College of Education has increased enrollment. So we are teaching a significant number of teachers in Illinois that go out back out to the schools. But another advantage for us having that kind of ability to put teachers into the schools in Illinois is also that they market for us. So it's not knowingly, you know, obviously that they do this, but those teachers that we put back into Illinois schools, if they've had a good experience here, we often will find that students come and visit Illinois because a teacher has told them it's a good idea.
What other areas of study have proven to be enrollment strengths over the years?
We have a lot of those programs that I would consider very strong options for Illinois State University. Nursing, we have a significant number of students that want into our nursing program, and we don't have the space. So nursing is always full, and it's a great program, and it gets nurses out into the community, and they get jobs when they graduate. Our College of Business is very well known and very popular. College of Arts and Sciences and CAST, so both of those colleges here in the last couple of years have really grown in certain majors. We have a new program, cybersecurity, that is just booming. It's tripled enrollment in the last couple of years.
To what?
So it was really small to begin with. I think now we're up to probably almost 120 in the program now, and it will continue to grow because it's extremely popular with our students.
And ISU was the first public
yes.
university in the state to have a cybersecurity major. Is that institutional advantage, that first out of the gate advantage, going to deteriorate, or is it reinforceable?
I believe it's reinforceable. We have a lot of successful faculty in that particular program that are teaching it, and the faculty are very engaged with students. When the students come to campus, they speak to them about their discipline and how excited they are and passionate they are, and it really resonates in all the feedback that we're getting from our students who select that particular program. So I think that will continue to increase into the near future.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Jenna Albrecht, Associate Vice President of Enrollment Management. It's part of the week-long series Enrollment Exodus. What is ISU doing differently than other publics in recruiting?
Our strong and steady campaign, the fact that we have remain between 20,000 and 21,000 students for the last 20 years. People know that we're a friendly and welcoming campus. We get that in all of our publications. Well, not in our publications, but in the feedback we get from students and families that actually come to the university. We have a faculty who are engaged. They talk to prospective students, and they let prospective students know that they're interested in working with them over the next 4 years. And so I think... And we also have programs on campus. So our university college is pretty unique in that we embrace 17 and 18-year-olds who don't really know what they want to do. You know, they don't know what they want their major to be. And so we have this university college built in to our university that allows students to come in and be flexible and have advisors help them through the process of deciding what they want to do.
What share of entering freshmen go to university college? And so how much of the stability in enrollment is due to that?
We have, I would say, over 1,000 students that, not as incoming freshmen, but over 1,000 students currently that are undeclared students that are using university college services to try and figure out what major would be best for them. And so they're getting that specialized advising from people who've done this for lots and lots of years that help them determine, here's my skill set and here's where I want to go. So we have, you know, a significant number of our population every year that gets that help and gets into majors that make them successful.
I'm hearing nothing succeeds like success. is a significant part of this stability. Is that ever going to be at risk? Everywhere in the U.S. is going to drop off the cliff in 2026, 2027 in high school graduations.
And so I think you have to be, each institution has to be concerned about that. But there's also a significant percentage of students currently that never go to college. We also have a significant percentage of students in Illinois that go to schools out of state. And so there are populations of students that if we can get more students to stay in state, if we can get more students to either go to the community college first and then transfer to a four-year institution, you know, there are still pockets and still ways that we can absolutely be successful going into the future. But it may not be the same kind of students. So we may have non-traditional students. We may have international students on campus. So we're going to really have to be prepared to offer the educational experience that all students may want moving into the future, and whether that's we increase the number of programs that we have on campus, or we do more online education. You know, we will, as an institution, will have to adapt to what these populations of students need and what the workforce needs in the future.
Let's take international students. That's up about 8% this year.
Yes.
ISU has begun a sustained effort to capture more international students, maybe 1 or 2 years ago, and it's now in its third year.
Mm-hmm.
Something historically not a focus because of the teacher prep emphasis of the institution. In overall numbers, it's still pretty low, even with that 8% growth.
Mm-hmm.
How does the international climate affect efforts to continue to grow that particular cohort?
And that you do have to pay attention to that, too. So just like we can't assume that we can grow online education at a significant rate. I think there are factors that are out of our control that will dictate how many additional international students we can bring to campus. So right now we have about 550 international students on campus, and I think we would probably like to, you know, double that moving into the future. But, you know, I think we can absolutely give the message that we are a welcoming environment, and we do have this reputation for individualized attention and to offer a place where people are going to feel like this is their second home. So I think we have some advantages, especially in the international market, as students and families internationally become aware of Illinois State University. I think we will still be a destination point for a good education. We have great retention rates. You're going to get a degree that will successfully land you a job, and you'll be in a healthy, welcoming campus.
You mentioned community college transfers. Everyone's trying to do that. Everyone's creating alignment agreements and making sure that community college curriculums are robust enough to assure success for a transfer student. Then they're signing agreements to get people to channel through from a particular community college to a particular public institution.
Mm-hmm.
Does ISU's outcomes or ability to attract community college transfer differ from any other public?
We have this prior success with transfer students. We have been a destination point for transfer students for a very, very long time. We have a number of recruiters that have been out in the field with community college transfer advisors, and so we are well known as a place that is easy to transfer courses in and out of the institution. And so I think maybe we do have a leg up in that it is fairly easy for transfer students to determine what they need at ISU, and we have these relationships, so community college counselors can very easily say, here's what you need to take for the first 2 years of your degree, so you'll have this easy transition into Illinois State University. So, you know, I think that while it's not perfect and we can always make things better, and we do continue to work on these agreements with community college, we work with Heartland, you know, all the time to try and make the process seamless for those incoming transfer students. But we also have other, you know, large community colleges that we work with to try and do the exact same thing for our students.
Do retention rates for community college transfers differ from retention rates from entering regular freshmen?
they're actually better. You know, and we're still diving into, you know, that data and those numbers, and whether it's transfer students have already had the experience, they know about college life, and they know how to be successful in the classroom. But they are a little bit better, not significantly better, but better than the retention and the graduation rates for our first time freshmen. So, it's a good population to have on campus, and probably why half of our graduates are from a transfer population.
In enrollment questions, everyone looks at the entering freshmen, but community college transfers are often not freshmen. Mm-hmm. So how do we compare?
You know, I think we are better equipped to take on larger numbers of transfer students into our classrooms. We already have a system in place where programs know that they're going to take 20 new incoming transfer students. So those transfer students often need different courses than our incoming freshman group do. But it's planful, you know, and we always plan for around 1,700 to 1,900 transfers to come in each year. And departments typically know or think they, you know, believe how many transfers they're going to receive from year to year, and they plan on it. So it's planning your courses in a way that will accept the transfers that went into the program.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker, talking with Jana Albrecht in enrollment management at Illinois State University about the secret sauce that goes into ISU's success in stable enrollment. It's part of our week-long Enrollment Exodus series, reported by public radio stations around Illinois, looking at the challenges Illinois colleges and universities face. You know, 1,700 transfer students, 500 international students, a few hundred of this, a few hundred of that. How granular do you get? What's the lowest number chunk of students you go after?
What we do actually really well is, from an admissions perspective, we recruit for larger numbers. So not specifically for a cybersecurity program or not specifically for a nursing program, but we have these partnerships with the colleges themselves. So, you know, let's say we partner with International Business, who can take 15 students. So we will send out the pieces and invite them to larger events. But then in those larger events, we have campus community members, so faculty members or advisors from each of those individual departments that are recruiting on that micro level, where they can give specific information about those programs. And then the admissions group focuses on getting the numbers of students to campus, but providing them with the larger information about, here are our retention rates, here are our graduation rates, here are the number of programs we have on campus. So it's really a wonderful partnership that is, the entire community has embraced the whole recruitment process, and we evaluate that process every year. So if there are still things that aren't working, even for those pockets of groups, we try and fix what we know students and parents aren't getting as far as data goes, or if they're not able to meet with the department or get a tour of the specific facilities for, you know, let's say fine arts. We manage those larger programs to get that small school feel with the help of those in other departments on campus.
A lot of enrollment managers for Illinois institutions turn the air blue when they're talking about competition from other states' institutions and losing kids, Illinois kids, to universities in other states. Does ISU perform differently than other Illinois publics in that category?
So, you know, I wouldn't say that we necessarily go out and say, don't go out of state, come to Illinois State University. What we do say is that Illinois is a great destination for students to attend an institution. So we always encourage families to try at least one, maybe two, and visit institutions in Illinois, along with visiting institutions in other states. So we do talk about that quite frequently. But as you know, one of our taglines that you've already mentioned is that it's just far enough away. So some of the issues and concerns that families have with their sons and daughters going to schools out of state, we will talk about in some degree, that if something on campus happens to the student or they just need the parents to come and hang out for half a day, it is very easy for Illinois students to do that at Illinois State University. Obviously, we're in the middle of the state. So we do talk about those things specifically. And, you know, we get comments from parents all the time, you know, thank you for keeping my son or daughter an hour away. Thank you for keeping my son or daughter a car ride or a train ride away from us. And I think that's an important message and an important marketing piece. But we also mentioned that the sons and daughters that do go out of state oftentimes don't come back to Illinois. And so we will say these things, you know, in our comments and when we talk to families and students. At the same time, we want students to come to ISU because it is the right fit for them and they do feel at home and it's a place that they want to attend. So we carefully talk about those options.
Are there significant rebound numbers of high school graduates going to entering as freshmen in universities in other states and then finding it's not a fit and returning to an Illinois institution? And how is that tracked, and how does Illinois State compare to other Illinois publics in capturing the rebounds?
Sure. Because we are prepared to take on so many transfer students, we do our numbers for students that are transferring from other four-year institutions has grown fairly significantly over the last 4 or 5 years. So it used to be that the majority of our transfer students were from community colleges in the state of Illinois. And now I would say we're up to probably 20 or 25% of our transfer students actually come from institutions out of the state that are four-year institutions. And so again, because we have that transfer background, you know, we are prepared to welcome those students back to Illinois and back to the university and to help them graduate.
So a quarter of that 1,700 number, mm-hmm. that's pretty significant.
Yeah.
That's several hundred kids every year.
Mm-hmm.
And do you keep them? Or do they also find that this, too, is not a fit?
Actually, we do.
12 years ago, there were maybe 40 colleges and universities with recruiters based in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
It's somewhere north of 120 now. The competition in fishing where the fish are is a lot stiffer. ISU, of course, has had the Chicago teacher pipeline in place and has for a long time had a presence in Chicago. Are you seeing the increased competition affect ISU's numbers out of Chicago?
We aren't. We are steady pretty much at about 70% of our incoming freshman class come from the Chicago area.
How on earth can that be when everybody has a story to tell, a good story often, and is this the geography and the other institutional advantages mm-hmm. preserving ISU's market share of the Chicago high school graduates, or are you doing something differently?
So I do think that we do a really good job of evaluating what students want, what they want on campus, what they are saying about the institution, and where we're competitive and where we aren't competitive. And as an example, we heard from our alumni that everyone else had alumni scholarships for students that had parents that graduated from the school. And so we hear these things. We hear about affordability. We hear the alumni telling us they want this process. And so we were able to add an alumni scholarship this year, which was very successful. The percentage of our students on campus that have parents that are alums is going to go up. We don't have final totals yet because we just did 10th day numbers. But there are things like that every year we take a look at what are we hearing from communities and what do we need to do to improve to continue to get that share of the population from Chicago that we need.
ISU has 20,000 students, Western, Eastern, SIUC, and SIUE, all less than 10,000. Does the scale of the institution preserve an institutional advantage, or is that a minus?
You know, I think, and that's a great question, but I truly think that students feel differently about attending institutions of different sizes. So I think Illinois State University is a great compact campus with a lot of advantages because we have 20,000 students. But it still gives that feel where the students can walk across campus within 10 or 15 minutes. So if you go down the road and visit a campus that you likely have to ride a bus to get back and forth between class size. For some students, that's something that they really want. For other students, they do want a university like Illinois State that has 20 students. But I also think there are some students that you know, want a school that's 2,000 or want a school that's 5,000. So I do think size matters. But for us, the 20,000 size is very compelling to a significant number of our incoming freshmen. And I think it will continue to be. And that's likely why we don't necessarily want to grow to be 25,000, because we know this 20,000 to 21,000 number has made us successful in the past, and it gives the students, they feel like they have all these opportunities because it is a large campus, but they still get, you know, that special attention from faculty and staff and in the community.
So how do attitude, you mentioned the 5,000 versus 20,000 mindset and preferential choice. How do attitudes shift when you get to a U of I, mm-hmm. or at Urbana, or a 40,000, which is the Ohio State kind mm-hmm. of thing? What scale is going to attract what kind of student?
We, in admissions, grapple with that all of the time. But we do have students that want the 20,000 experience that come from a high school that has less than 100 students in the graduating class. And they come and they are successful and they love the opportunities that they have on campus. And conversely, we have students that come from very large high schools and still feel like Illinois State University is the place that they want to be and the place that feels comfortable for them. It's difficult to say, you know, that this kind of student is always going to select an Illinois State University over all of the competitors, because I think that size is one of those things that they take a look at, but it might be the fourth or fifth thing that is why they pick the institution. So, you know, your majors and your programs, your retention and your graduation rates, the overall feel that the student has when they come to campus, those all probably matter more than size or location. I would say that the minority of students would say we're not even going to visit a campus because it's 20,000.
Illinois State University Associate Vice President of Enrollment Management Jana Albrecht says another major selling point for ISU has been the investment the town of Normal has made in redeveloping Uptown. She says parents can make that the deciding factor for families if ISU ticks other boxes for prospective students. Hear more on the Illinois enrollment exodus and how colleges and universities are responding to it all this week during WGLT's News Magazine Sound Ideas.